On today's very special episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast, you might have noticed this is out on not the normal day. We're joined by a special guest, so it has to be a special episode. That special guest is Avery Mae Goodman. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Hello, howdy, hi everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. As I said in that little, what do you call that at the beginning? A tickler? Is that what they call that in the biz? A tickler? We got to come up with really like fancy pants words for stuff, or it's not all fancy pants, right? I think you call that a snippet, a tickler, something like that. I don't know. I'm probably like way off, really like way off base here. But the point is that this is a special episode and it's not on our normal day because special guest, special episode needs a special day. So I don't know what day this is released, but it's not the normal day. And it's pretty awesome because we are joined today by Avery Mae Goodman. And we chat about this a little bit in the conversation. We put on those handy dandy In the Wild headsets that I use to record podcasts as I, you know, go out and about, except we did In the Wild on the couch here at my house, right in the middle of me packing to take off to do some deep dive human and organizational performance workshops with an organization. Press pause. Speaking of which, I have very limited availability up until the end of summer. So specifically, I have June 17th and 18th, July 1st and 2nd, and July 8th currently available. That's it. Because then I'm going on a little bit of a sabbatical. I'm disappearing for a few minutes to rest, recover, recharge, do all that kind of sort of stuff over the like a month or two there. And then the fall. And the fall is stacking up to be busy as well. So if you need a hand, I've got the 17th, the 18th, the 1st. Wait a second. Let me back up. June 17th and 18th, July 1st and 2nd, and July 8th currently available. And I would love to come out and support your organization before I disappear into the woods with my family, with no cell phone, with no computer, to just, you know, be a mountain man for a little bit. And with the fall getting really, really, really jam-packed already, I have plenty of dates available, but those will go very, very, very soon. They always do. So send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. I can get those dates here before this kind of summertime thing is over. We can get those dates June 17th and 18th, July 1st and 2nd, or July 8th. Happy to get those to you, give those to you. We'll make something happen. And then again, the fall, just get in touch, thehopnerd@gmail.com. And you can explore the website to discover more of the services that we provide. So back to the super duper special, amazing episode of the podcast with Avery Mae Goodman. I was in the middle of packing, preparing for this trip, but took a time out to record this podcast because she's been asking to come on the podcast. And I always love it when she wants to get involved with some of what we've got going on. And what we chatted about was a little bit of everything. I asked her some questions. She asked me some questions, and a really cool reflection point that we kind of just walked over a little bit as we were having this conversation. Walked over is probably too strong of a way to put that we mentioned, but didn't really dive too deep into was that you guys that have been around the pod for more than a minute, like since the very beginning, you guys have known Avery since she was like right around 3 years old. Well, if you haven't noticed, she's almost 10. Like, how crazy is that? She has grown up kind of in this whole thing that we've been doing, and she's got to know you. You've got to know her, and I thought you would enjoy getting a little bit of an update of what she's got going on. And she asked some really, really, really insightful questions of me kind of as we went through this thing, and we chatted a bit about her first really big public speaking appearance that she did. And she gives you some pro tips. And at the end of this, she set up a little bit of a challenge. So if you want a chance to win some super duper cool Hop Nerd podcast, Hop Nerd LLC merch, you know, like a shirt, maybe a shirt and some sticker, whatever. I don't know. Make sure you listen to the end, and it will be from me and Avery. But you got to do some stuff for her. It is a bit of a competition. It is a bit of a challenge. So make sure you listen into that. I hope that you love this one as much as I loved making it, because it's just great to get to involve her in the stuff that we get to do around here. It truly is. And as I said, I mean, you guys, she's grown up with this podcast. She's grown up with each and every one of you. Again, especially if you've been here for more than a minute, you've known her since she was three, and she's almost in the double digits. How crazy is that? She's going into fourth grade this year. It's insane. And so it is. And that's the only way that I can think to describe it. I get so amped about it. I think I get more like freaked out and stressed about it. But she's getting ready to turn 10. And so I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. We meander all over the place. The last couple things that I want to leave you with before I just cue the music, cut into this thing. And I'm not coming back. We'll just let it run until it's over. But a few things. I've got a few public appearances. That sounds really dumb to say it that way. A few public events, public appearances, make it sound like a rock star or something. Not hardly. But I have a few public events, there we go, that I'm doing over the next couple weeks, two in particular, and then one coming up this fall, that again, if I'm not spending time with you in your organization, but you want to come hang out, you want to come talk hop, you want to come have a conversation with me, we can make it happen. So June 4th, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, the HSE Global Series. I think they call that the North America Congress, something like that. It's going to be a ton of fun, though. So I'm going to be there for like all day on the 4th. I'm doing a bit of a keynote. I don't know exactly what time. You just Google it, cruise over to the website, you'll find it. You can grab tickets, all those things there. I'm also going to be on June the 6th, same week, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania, at Philly, Drexel Hill, PA. I'm pretty sure we can call that Philadelphia, because it is for the Philadelphia chapter of the ASSP, delivering a keynote there. We're going to be talking, again, hop stuff, 10 ideas. We're going to be talking through the normal stuff there. So again, that's another keynote, probably about an hour or so. Now in the afternoon, I am going to be doing a little bit of a breakout workshop, a really quick one. It's a short one on operational learning teams. So again, like 45 minutes to an hour. We're not going to be deep diving on any of this stuff, but again, a great place to come hang out. I will be there all day. So yep, I'm doing an hour here, an hour there, but I'm going to be wandering around. So if you want to come hang out, I'll bring the mobile podcast gear. We can record a podcast in the wild. We can just grab a cup of coffee and catch up, talk hop, take some selfies, whatever you guys want to do. I'll be there for it all day. And then coming up a little bit later in the fall, early fall, September 5th, I will be in Coralville, Iowa at the Hawkeye on Safety Conference. And this is a great opportunity there, whether you're in the area or you want to fly in for it. Again, the registration is $55 a person. So we're doing the same thing, keynote, right? We're talking hop, operational learning teams, all the basics, 10 ideas right there. Again, short keynote something, but I will be there again all day. So come hang out. I'm happy to spend some time with you. It'll be an absolute blast. I've got some other public events, public appearances. Ugh, that makes me go ick when I kind of say it out loud like that. But public events, we have some other public events kind of happening or in the works, at least. Nothing that I can promise you yet coming up over the course of the year. Some stuff that some other organizations are hosting potentially, and some things that we might be hosting here in the greater Phoenix area, if that's something that you might be interested in. So just keep a lookout for that. And that's going to be my last thing to share with you, is that if you want to know about these public opportunities to come learn about hop with me and all my little hop friends, all the people that I tend to work on this stuff with, a great way to do that is to join the mailing list. So the mailing list will tell you about recent podcasts, recent blogs. It'll tell you about where I'm at currently in the world, which is kind of cool. And that is self-serving. I'm reaching out to you, asking for your local recommendations, especially on coffee and red meat. Those are the two things that I need to survive. Yeah, we know that. Well, two of the three, coffee, red meat, and the Zen. But it's also a handy way to see where I'm going to be at with these public events as well, because I don't publish a public events calendar. I tend to just publish them to social media, and then I send out in this mailing list pretty much every week, hey, here's the public events, here's the public events, until I do them, and then they drop off. So again, you can join that by just going to thehopnerd.com, scrolling all the way to the bottom. You'll see that little small menu at the bottom of all those little things. You can click, and it'll just say, like, join the mailing list. Just hit it up, and there you go. You get all this stuff straight to your inbox. And as we add resources, which is something we've been doing doing lately over at thehopnerd.com under the resources tab. I've been putting my videos there for download. I have been working on it. They're not all there, but a bunch of them are. I've been adding some of the basic stuff that we share during workshops and some of those different things there as well in varying translations. So we have stuff in Spanish and Arabic and Portuguese and French and all that stuff there, at least the basic concepts. You can go there and you can download it and use it. You know the rule. The only rule is take it and make it better. And when you make it better, send me back the better copy so I can share it with everyone else. With all of that being said, here we go. Let's have this awesome conversation with the one, the only, my daughter, Avery Mae Goodman. No, I was going to snuggle this pig. This is a pig in a sandwich. Is that what this is? What's this called?
A ham.
Is this Moons Over My Hammy? Is that what this is called?
Anyway. Oh my gosh.
What are you drinking on over there?
Starbucks, the summer thing.
Summer.
Refresher lemonade.
Is that boba in it? Is that boba? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that boba or is that like little chunks of fruit? I'm drinking a cold brew.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
Everyone.
Who would have guessed that I'm sitting here drinking a cold brew at 3 o'clock p.m.? It's a little after 3, I think, now, huh? Are you going to mute the TV? Are we going to watch some other kid play Roblox on television?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, huh? What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Oh, you've been up to a lot more than nothing.
I don't know.
What is it officially now?
What?
It's a stinking summer, baby. What? It's summer. You excited?
Yeah.
For all the people out there listening that have, you've got to grow up before their very eyes. I think when we started this podcast, let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you were about 3 or so when we started the podcast. You've always been right in the middle of it, yeah? Back when we had the studio downtown, our little playground down there that we started. Really, the podcast started when we lived in downtown in our little townhouse, yeah,
mm-hmm.
in the little corner upstairs.
And we got a studio.
The little podcast corner, and then we had the little, the Adventure Dome, the studio, the playground, where we built out a podcast studio.
I'm going to adjust the mic.
I guess what I'm saying is everybody's seen pictures of you in the middle of the podcast, and you've been on a ton of episodes. I think you've been on more episodes than anybody else.
Yeah.
Than anybody else. I think probably close second. Some of my other favorite people in the world. I think Jarell's been on quite a few of them.
Not
as many as you. I think you're number one. And again, some of my other favorite folks. Ian Allison, my friend Ian.
Yeah.
And the amazing Clive Lloyd. I don't know that you've ever got to talk to Clive on our little Zoom calls before, have you?
No, I've talked to a lot of people
Yeah, you've talked to a lot of people.
Because I interrupt.
I know. You've talked to a lot of people that have been on the podcast. That's pretty cool. Where I was going with this, though, is that people have got to watch you grow up. So I thought that it was about time. You and I were talking that to give the people a little bit of an update. You're 9, and you're about to be 10. And they've known you since you were like 3.
Double digits.
Yeah. They've known you since you were 3. And you're about to go into the double digits. How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. It's a podcast. You got to give them more than a grunt and a mm-hmm.
Well, you're the one mostly talking.
Well, that's what I do. You know that.
Here. Ask me a few more questions and I'll ask you some questions.
That sounds like a really, really good plan. That sounds like a good plan. So, well, I already asked you a question that you've been
questions
avoiding.
Questions and answers.
You've been avoiding the question, what have you been up to lately?
I don't know.
It's summertime.
Oh, I've been up to summer.
Yeah, summer
swimming.
Now.
Swimming.
You went swimming. We went swimming the other day.
I had a sleepover with one of my friends.
That's always a ton of fun. You've been school. So you've been school up until just a few days ago. How was school mm-hmm. this year?
Good.
What was your favorite part about school this year, or what was the most interesting thing that you learned this year?
Division.
Oh, I hate math. You're good at it. Other than math, what's your favorite thing that you learned in school this year? Division is pretty good, but other than math, because dad is no good in math.
I never learned how to do like all that stuff before. Mm-hmm. So,
any interesting facts that you learned this year? Any cool field trips that you went on? Any cool field day activities that you want to tell people about?
Oh, yeah, we did field day. Oh, so after cool. school, well, on the last day of school, we did a field day. It's a half day. And we get out at, was it 11:30 or 12:30?
I think it was like 11:30. You were barely at school.
I know. But I get to school pretty early. But field day, we already stack all the tables and we do all that stuff. So there's no seats or anything. So most of the time you get to color until it's your turn to go down to the field. And in the field, we have a dunk tank.
Ooh, did you get to dunk your teachers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best part. We used to do that when I was in school.
My teacher wasn't here.
Or we get to pie them. Did you ever get to pie your teachers yet? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
My teacher wasn't here because she was in the hospital because she got sick and mm-hmm. something happened with her back. So she wasn't here for the last week for school. And we had a sub, so
yeah, that stinks. Sad. That stinks because your teacher is pretty cool. She's awesome, isn't she?
Yeah, Miss Nova.
Miss Nova's really cool. You've had really good teachers every year. You've got really lucky with some awesome teachers. So you're getting ready to go into fourth grade, right?
Yeah.
You're getting ready to turn 10, and not too many months from now, you'll be in the double digits. Mm-hmm. And you'll be getting ready. After a good summer break, you'll be going into the fourth grade. What are you most excited about for fourth grade? Anything in particular?
Science.
Yeah, you like science, huh? You're a science kid.
Right now, at school, we did... Instead of science, we started with science, and the end of the year, we ended it off with Arizona studies, which is Arizona history.
Yeah. Did you learn anything interesting about the great state of Arizona? Anything that surprised you?
No, it's just a bunch of stuff that I didn't know at all. It's just
never really thought about it before, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool when you start learning about where you live, where you're from, huh? Mm-hmm. Super interesting because it's your home, huh? Mm-hmm. Daddy always nerds out for history stuff, and that's always one of my favorites. So we're getting ready this summer. We're going to...
I'm breathing into
Yeah, don't breathe too heavy. You might make people... they might have to turn down their volume. Listen, you go... you sound like Darth Vader. This summer... we're okay, that's I think that's enough. This summer, while on summer vacation, we're going on a real summer vacation, though. Where are we going?
We're going to
Dollywood, yeah. We're going to Tennessee.
I forgot if it was Dollywood or Dolly World.
Daddy's going to take you over to, me and your dad, we're going to take you over to D.C. too. Spend a little bit of time in D.C.
Yeah,
you're excited because you're a history nerd too, like me. You love a good museum. You love a good thing like that, don't you? We're going to go spend time there. So, speaking of that, what's your most favorite thing to do as a family?
I love going to the mall and shopping.
That is kind of your obsession right now, which is kind of weird. But as I think it's well, it's not weird, I guess. I guess that you have to add a little bit of detail there, right? Because when we say go to the mall, a lot of times we don't just go to the mall to shop, do we? Me and you.
No, we go there to hang out, eat food, browse, and
get our steps in.
Yeah.
We do some laps. Yeah. It's a good place to do some laps. And we always go, usually on Fridays, right? That's a me and you
Fridays
thing.
Because I don't have school on Fridays. That's why we always went.
And Dad tries to always have a light Friday so we can get time. So I'll work as little as I possibly can on Fridays. That usually means I have to work some, at least, though. Usually, right? Almost always, Daddy.
You work in the morning, and then we go in, like, the afternoon.
Like midday, don't we? Yeah, I'll get
up
super
early. Yeah, we get Chompies.
Ooh, Chompies is a nice New York-style deli.
And then I'll get sad about the dog that I couldn't get in the dog store.
Because right above Chompies is the pet store. Yeah. What's your favorite thing at Chompies?
What is that called? The matzo ball soup?
Oh, yeah. You get matzo ball chicken noodle soup, which is a good combo, right? So it's got a little bit of...
Yeah, you've made it at home before.
Mm-hmm. Daddy can make some mean matzo ball soup, can I?
Yeah.
I can make some pretty mean straight-up chicken noodle, too, huh?
We've also been playing Exploding Kittens.
The card game Exploding Kittens, which is now migrated to Exploding Kittens, a card game on our phones, which you don't have. But you steal or borrow a phone to play, yeah. We still got to get that set up on your iPad, huh? I love our Fridays, though, hanging out around the mall. That's always fun, because the good thing about going on Fridays is it's me and you, Tom. It's like our special mm-hmm. thing that we do. We go to the mall, so what I meant by, you know, adding some context to that is we usually don't buy a whole bunch of crap, do we? We just go no. wander around, maybe a couple little things. We mostly go eat, look at pets, look at cool stuff, window shop, and take pictures for the Christmas list, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And every now and again, you'll get a little something. Try to keep you out of Build-A-Bear Workshop. That's always hard. And we'll spend a few hours and just hang out. Daddy, daughter, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Come home. That's always a good Friday, isn't it? It's like yeah. our little special time together we do almost every single stinking week, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. So that's the next question I was going to ask is, what does like a perfect day look like, or in particular a perfect Friday? That sounds like a pretty perfect Friday to me. The only thing I wish is that your dad was off work so he could come do it with us too. That always makes it a little bit more fun, doesn't it?
When yeah, because he go. Has to work on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
His work is like an hour away.
It's a minute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been asking you a bunch of questions. Do you want to ask me anything?
Wait, let me see. I think I wrote these down.
So we prepared a little bit. I told her to prepare for a podcast, and it looks like she's pulling out a list. It's a gigantic list of papers. It's about 100 pages long.
It's on a sticky note.
It looks like I'm getting ready to, this is going to be bad.
It's 5 questions.
Are you sure? This is feeling kind of intense. This is feeling very formal. Is this an interview?
It's
okay.
Turned into an interview.
Like a real interview. Okay.
We're going to start off simple with, what's your favorite animal? You're in between animals right now.
No, I think my favorite animal is always a sloth.
Now you said that you like camels a lot too.
Okay, so I do really like camels, okay? But the thing is, it's different. So like a sloth isn't necessarily an animal that I would want to have as a pet.
Yeah.
Right? So
he wants a camel as a pet.
No, that's a plan. That's not a want. That's an actual plan. So for anybody out there listening, that if you know me personally, you probably know this because I share this with everyone that I talk to. But one of my plans, as we continue to slowly move farther and farther out into the desert, because I like it farther and farther out in the desert,
yeah.
as one of these days, as I acquire more and more acres mm-hmm. in the desert, the plan is to get several camels, to have a bit of a little mini camel farm.
I say we should name them like Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks.
I liked your other one, Biscuit and Gravy.
Yeah, Biscuits and Gravy.
I think Biscuit and Gravy.
Biscuit
yeah,
and
so
gravy.
I think like a sloth is...
We can
is,
get 6.
I don't know about 6. I was thinking like maybe 2. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. If the dogs are any indicator, we'll end up with like 35 camels.
Yeah.
So what other questions you got?
Okay. Who's your favorite actor?
Oh, that's tough because I don't really get into actors all that much. But I'm going to go with the one that has always been my favorite since forever
mm-hmm.
is Bill Murray.
Okay.
And you probably don't know who Bill Murray is.
Nope.
But yeah, Bill Murray is my absolute favorite.
Okay, are you ready for the next question?
Yes, please. I'm scared.
Who's your best friend? And it can't be me or Drew or any of the dogs.
That's a tough one.
I know. I'm getting tricky and tricky.
You are getting tricky because...
We started off simple, now we're going tricky, even harder.
I would say... So, if it's not you and your dad, because you two are my actual, like... BFFs.
And that's what I just said. And not any of the dogs.
You are my actual BFFs. I'm going to...
Friends with Justine?
I'm going to give you a couple answers, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to...
I think the first one, which is... This is kind of cheating. That's why I'm going to give you some other answers, okay? The first one is your mamu.
That is cheating.
Yeah, so my mom. My mom. I'm very fortunate that mamu's still around, yeah. Mamu's getting up there. But Mamu mm-hmm. is my best friend. I talk to
Yeah, you talk to her.
Unapologetically,
like every day.
I talk to her every single day, just about wherever I'm at in the world.
I'm
you know me. If
right
I'm
now.
Home, what do? I get some coffee And I go outside.
And you go in the garage. And talk to mom while you stare outside.
Yep, while I look at the mountains. That's about my every single day. So to get past the cheating answer, this answer won't make sense to just about anybody else but Steph.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
So we made really good friends with some of our neighbors. Yeah.
Yeah, but we moved from there.
Yep. And one of my other BFFs is one of your BFFs.
Who?
You look confused. It's one of your BFFs. Who do you think? Guess.
No, I'm not going to guess.
You're thinking about your school friends. It's not your school friends. Who is your BFF that came and stayed with us for a little bit when we were working on stuff?
I don't remember.
Really? She's going to be mad at you, man. She's not going to send you any more snacks. She's not going to come see you.
Who?
Teresa.
Ah!
So, Teresa, I hope you heard that. Mm-hmm. See? Okay. Yeah. So I gave you a couple answers. Does that help?
Yeah. Teresa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teresa.
Yeah. So you and your dad. Steph. You and your dad. But you said I couldn't do that, so I gave you the kind of halfway cheating
or
answer.
Or the dogs. You can't be best friends with the dogs.
So I gave you kind of the halfway cheating answer of mom and mom.
If it was the dogs, you would be Lily.
Yeah. And
she's
of course,
right here with us today.
She is. She's right there snoozing. Because, of course.
On her favorite spot.
Yeah. Of course, your mom, like if everybody out there listening, your mom should be your best friend, right? Of course.
Mm-hmm. And Drew said, my family can't be my best friend.
Yes, they can.
They said, we're not friends.
Yeah, your dad's just picking on you. And then, of course, Steph, because we're basically twins of each other.
Yeah.
And then Teresa, basically, because Teresa, we're basically the same person, too. So that's kind of, I don't know if that's amazing or weird, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question.
Okay, next
question. She's pointing at the card going, hurry up.
Hurry up. I'm ready for the next question.
All right.
Okay. Who's your favorite kid?
My favorite kid?
Out of me and the dogs.
Well, the dogs don't count, so I guess it's got to be you.
Exactly.
I guess it's got to be you. That feels like a bit of a trick question. What if I just said some random other kid?
Okay.
Would you get up and get mad?
You could say Lily, or you could say the stuffed animal right here.
No. Okay, next question.
And the final question, unless you want some more.
The final question. Let's hear it.
Wait, I forgot to write it down.
Back to the notes.
I forgot to write it down.
Then why are you looking if you didn't write anything down?
Because I forgot that I didn't write it.
Shh.
Wait, that's my sticky notes.
I know, they're loud. They're hurting my ears, man. Come on. What you got? Anything else?
Okay. What's the favorite tattoo that you have on your whole body?
I like a lot of them because I got a bunch.
Yeah, you have a lot.
But I think my favorite one is probably your name. I've got your name.
Which one? Oh, the one on your arm?
Right there on my bicep, yeah.
What's your second favorite one?
I like my little...
You're really thinking.
I like my little Buddha tattoo, my little one. I've got several. I like the little one.
Mm-hmm. What's your third one?
Probably my big Buddha tattoo.
That one on your leg?
Yeah.
What about your fourth one?
I like my little nautical seascape arm, my whole arm. I
think.
Got that.
What's your fifth favorite one?
We're gonna just go through all of them. Is that what? No, I'm not going to.
No, not all of them. We're gonna go to number 10.
No, I'm not going to number 10.
Okay, what's your fifth favorite one?
This is the last one. I like my little mermaid. You know, I think my little. So I want to back up though, because I always forget that this is here because I don't see it because it's on the outside of my arm. Mm-hmm. But the flower, because your dad did the flower.
Oh, yeah, he
arm.
Did that. And you so did the rhino on him, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. So the your name and the flower are the, my two favorite.
Wait,
and
did you do the bee on him, or did he do that himself?
No, we played around with the bee. Yeah.
Yeah, did you do that?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Okay, any other questions?
What's your favorite hat that you have? You have a lot of hats.
You're giving away all my dirty secrets here, Avery. I've got like 1,000 hats.
I know. He has a whole wall of hats in the garage.
Everywhere I go, I collect hats. Like, the entire wall is made out of hats, and then the closet is covered
There's
in
There's one
hats.
That has my name on it. That's how obsessed with hats he is.
I like that hat. I wear that hat sometimes.
Yeah, we got a Dollywood.
It's an airbrushed hat from Dollywood. It says Avery. It's super cool.
And hearts and pink.
And hearts, yeah. I wear it proudly.
He also has, like, a hat, like, hook that looks like a tree in his closet because he has too many hats.
And then the top of the closet is covered in hats. I've got boxes full of hats. Everywhere I go, I buy hats.
Yeah.
So there are three things.
They're like his remembrance.
I buy you guys magnets.
Jarrell is obsessed with magnets.
Yeah, I buy magnets everywhere I go.
If you see a picture of our fridge, I'm looking at it right now. Our fridge has about, I counted before, we have like 72.
That's a lot of magnets.
I know.
Daddy's been a lot of places.
Yeah.
You've been a lot of places with us. Yeah. We go a lot of places together, huh?
But most of the time, you're just traveling for work.
Well, but you're in school. The good thing is when you're not in school.
Well, now I'm not.
I get to take you with me sometimes, huh?
Sometimes I don't want to go.
I know you don't. That's why I don't take you everywhere.
Okay, I have one more question for you.
I got a question for you. Out of all the places Daddy has been, the places you've not got to go, which is the place you want to go the most?
Can you name some places that you've been?
Brazil, Chile, Canada. You like Canada. You've been to Calgary a little bit.
Well, I've been with you before.
France, Africa,
Mexico. Yeah, probably France.
Where else do you want to go?
Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
Brazil.
Brazil. I think you'd want to go to Chile because you get those, you get to see all the, what are they, alpacas?
Oh, yeah, Chile.
Because you got that little stuffy that's
and wherever
out of
has the most
fur.
Dogs.
Well, that seems to be, I think the most I've seen has probably been in Chile. Anything else? Any final questions or anything that you want to, okay. Is it a question?
You give me a question and I'll give you a question.
Okay.
Think about it. Dun,
dun, dun, this is dun, tough. Dun, I don't know what dun, else to ask you.
Timer.
Oh, I feel like I've asked you all the normal kid questions. What's your favorite activity to do? Like at home, when we go place or whatever, what's your favorite activity?
Shopping.
No, not shopping. Like an actual activity, like drawing or painting stuff or play games or something that you actually do. Like gymnastic, cheer. Come on.
Yeah, I do.
You're not a teenager yet. You don't get to just say lay on the couch and watch TV and chew. You do all kinds of stuff. Which one of those is your favorite?
I really liked when I did cheer, but then I stopped cheer. So then I've been doing gymnastics since I was like 4.
Mm-hmm. You're a really good gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
You're a really good recorder player too now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You did a exhibition, right? Like with the recorder for the underclassmen the other day.
What's that?
Where you played in front of the underclassmen.
I was not there.
Yeah, you did. I've got a video of you playing your recorder.
For?
A bunch of kids.
When?
At like your kudos thing.
Oh, that was just kudos. That's the whole school.
Okay. But then,
I got signed out for the actual one where we played for the second graders.
Of course you, because you begged to get signed out every other day.
Well, when there's a chance, I'm going to take it.
No. But what I was going to say.
And my friends already left.
This leads to another question or another statement and a question. Yeah, I'll get to your question. Hold on. Is this. You did your first ever public speaking appearance.
Not my first.
Oh, okay. So, excuse me. You're first in front of that many people, I think.
No, I did that in first grade before.
Not like that. This was a big
one. Kudos.
Okay. Well, explain it. What happened?
In first grade?
No, this one.
Oh, this one?
You don't even remember first grade.
Yeah, I do. It was a picture that I painted, and I wrote on it, and I had to read what I wrote on it.
So you had to give a little speech?
When?
In front of everybody.
Which one are you talking about?
This one.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I wasn't there on the day that they painted. Because, I don't know. Because
you begged to be signed out, probably. You faked a tummy ache.
No, I missed the whole day.
Maybe you had a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment. Who knows? That's not the point.
I don't. Okay. So I came in, I think, the next day at school. Mm-hmm. And I...
Just keep going. The little fuzzy ball fell off your microphone. It's okay.
Can I put it back on?
Yeah. Just do it fast because it hurts ears. Okay. That's enough. That's good. Okay. Go ahead.
No, it's not.
Avery,
there we go.
Go ahead.
Okay. 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 So I wasn't there. So I came the next day and they were done with the painting. So I got to use markers. I made it look like I was painting.
Ooh.
It looked ugly at first. So then I colored all over it with like a lot of force. I was like,
you ruined the markers like you do all of my markers. Yep.
I never ruin your markers.
All my, if you ever show up in one of my workshops or in one of my sessions, and I pull out my fancy, my fancy, you know, flip chart markers, and I've got really fancy ones. Some of them smell like bubblegum and grape.
I have those.
Stuff like that. They're mine.
I know, but I have some too.
I know, because you steal them.
No, and then I got those before, and then I was like, oh, you have them too.
If you pull the cap off and you realize that little fuzzy felt tip is basically shoved through the other end of the marker, it's because Avery was playing with them.
I have a mini hand on right now, and I'm going to pat.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with your story.
And then, so after that, I put star designs on it. Yeah, stars, stars, stars. Mm-hmm. And I... had to go up and speak.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, because I had to write a poem on the back of it. And my poem was how mine was unique and different because I wasn't there on that day and I did it different than all of the other people that were there and I was the only one that wasn't there.
Yeah, but you also went on to say that being unique and different is a good thing. And that's not bad. It's good. And it made yours extra cool. So you were nervous. How did you overcome your stage fright, your nervousness?
Actually, when I did it in the classroom, because we've done that for that, and then we decided to do it for kudos too, mm-hmm. we did it in front of second graders, and I got my second grade class, which was Miss Ruth's class. So I spoke in front of them and my class. So that was really scary, but when I did it in kudos, it was less scary than the one in the class.
Yeah, you practiced a little bit in front of the class. It helps a little bit, right?
Yeah, I know, but the class, it was just dark in there, and it was like, because there was like a spotlight, and we were just like,
ooh.
But
a spotlight, that's cool. Well, but you practiced, because you practice at home. That always helps. Daddy does that. Mm-hmm. That helps me a lot, too. I think that it's true, so all my public speaking friends out there, I find this to be true. If you put me in a room with like 5 or 10 people, it's way more nerve-wracking than if you put me in front of, like, 5 or 10,000 people. It's like, once you get over, like, 100 people, everybody just starts to kind of blend together a little bit. And I mean that in a really positive way.
500 people there when I spoke?
You had a good amount of people there. The gym was full.
The whole gym, like, a whole gymnasium was full.
What would you tell people out there that are maybe a little bit nervous about public speaking? Any tips you would give them?
Project your voice.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's always tough, isn't it?
And have something to fidget with while you do it.
That's true. I was in a workshop or a session. I was teaching a session.
Like right now I'm speaking and I'm fidgeting with this mini hand that goes on your finger.
I don't fidget with stuff. Daddy just flails his arms around like a crazy person. I'm a very expressive speaker.
My teacher told me not to do that because she says that you should learn and try not to do that. It's a challenge for you.
I like it because I like being animated. It gets me more pumped. And then it also kind of, I don't know, it just seems to help me. I like it. I'm very expressive. I fling my arms around.
It's drink time.
By the time I get done, if I do like, it doesn't matter if I do 30 minutes or 8 hours. Mm-hmm. When I get done, Daddy is like, it's like I ran a mile. It's like I've been playing basketball for hours. Like you just like drenched in sweat. It was like an athletic endeavor. It's always fun. But that's because I go crazy and flail my arms around and get quiet. And then I get really loud. And then I, you know, dance around and do wild stuff when I'm talking. I see you've got a fake hand attached to your toe. It's very strange looking. Yeah, it's very interesting. Projecting your voice is a big one, though. But what I was saying is I was in a class the other day. I was teaching a session. And one of the instructors that worked at this place, they put out all these like fidget toys on the table. And I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. Like little, like little stress balls. And you know, like the little fidgets like you buy, like the little things that are, they're like quiet stress toy, fidget toy things. And now you got it on your nose. You're going to get a, like a nice little blood blister on your nose from suction company of fake hand to your nose. Yep. See, it's all nice and red now.
Wait, is it?
No, not too bad. But I thought that was cool. Anything else? Anything else you would share with people out there?
To help them with their public speaking? No, I have a question for
you. Okay, one last question and we got to finish up.
And then we'll say goodbye.
I got to finish packing my suitcase. I got to go to West Virginia.
What's the favorite sticker that you've ever had?
My favorite sticker?
Yes, because I'm looking at your suitcase right now and you have millions.
Yeah, I cover it in a lot of stickers.
Yeah, and your suitcase is like a hard it's Pelican Air suitcase. It's like a hard, it looks like, I don't know, it looks like something that they would, I don't know.
So I think my, I've got two favorites, I think. So we were somewhere, I don't remember where we were at, but we got a sloth sticker. And it's the sloth that's hanging upside down.
Change your perspective.
And that's all it says.
We got that from
the zoo?
We got that from Zoo Lights.
Zoo Lights. We were at Phoenix Zoo and got it. I like that one because
Phoenix Zoo Lights.
It lines right up with a lot of the work that Daddy does. I really like that. Yeah. It's a sloth hanging upside down and it says change your perspective.
See, on my suitcase.
On my suitcase that you're staring at though, which I've got to get another one because my stickers are almost worn off. I've got to add more to it. But I really like my Waylon Jennings sticker. This is Too Dumb for New York.
Oh, yeah. You were listening to the music.
That's probably one.
Okay, what's your second one? That's all they want to know.
That is my second one.
Your third one, I mean.
Oh, my third one? I don't know.
Because I already heard I already knew that was the one that you.
I don't know. I like just about all of them.
You want to know my favorite on there?
What's your favorite?
The cinnamon roll sticker I put on there.
Oh, that's true. The cinnamon roll's on my carry-on bag somewhere, isn't it? Is there one on that one, too?
There's one on that one, too. Yeah, it's on the side. Or the Bucky's cup.
Yeah, I've got a Bucky's sticker on there, too. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, it's like the Bucky's cup where you get free refills.
They're building the Bucky's.
In Goodyear.
Here in Arizona. Yeah. Oh, yay. That means every
I already have a Bucky's onesie. I have a big Bucky plush. I have all that. I have Bucky socks. I have Bucky hair ties.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to go broke at Bucky's. All right. Anything else that you want to share with folks out there that have known you for a very long time?
Hello.
Any words of encouragement?
Hi, hello. How are you? Hi, hello.
All right, then.
Or Wombat Tuesday, or Wombat Wednesday, or Wombat Tuesday, Wombat Wednesday.
Okay. Is that that?
And Twirly Tuesday.
Okay.
Those are all Emma Mimma songs in my brother.
Well, that's fun.
Okay, one more thing. I forgot. If you can guess how many stuffies I have. Stuffed animals I have.
107.
Nope, not you. I'm going to ask them too. Yes, and maybe.
Well, here's the deal, though, is you've got to count them.
I didn't know how many I have.
I don't think you do.
Okay, I'll go count them.
You've got to count them, and then anybody listening, if you can guess the number, and you send it to me, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and you get the number. The first one to guess the right number. I'll include your mailing address and make sure you do that. Because if you guess the number, at the very least, I'll give you a shout out. But if you include your mailing address, I'll send you something cool like a hat or some stickers or a shirt or something like that. So if you want a shirt, make sure you send me your size because I just guess. And the size that I guess is always the biggest that I got. So, let us know. Avery's going to count.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
And then, if you send those in, thehopnerd@gmail.com, send me your guesses. And the first person to get the right number will get something cool. How about that?
Yeah, it's from my dad.
From Avery.
From me, but my dad. Maybe a shirt and a sticker sheet.
Probably.
Or a hat.
Or a hat. We got cool glassware now, too.
Oh, yeah. He got a... Sometimes it's weird
because I'm drinking out of. Yeah, I got that.
Sometimes it's weird because I'm drinking out of a cup that has my dad's face on it.
That's why I got it, because it's hilarious. There's nothing better than having guests over and then giving them a drink with your face on the cup.
Get me one.
I just need to get coasters now with my face on them.
And
with
my
logo.
No, it could be my face on it and then the cup of, with your face on
That's
it.
That's true.
And then Jarrell's face can be the straw.
There you go. All right. Are we done?
Oh, my gosh. You scared.
Are we done?
One more thing.
Okay.
What's your favorite animal? While you're guessing the amount of stuffed animals.
She's adding to the challenge here.
Say what your favorite animal is.
All right. So.
And, Dad, you can tell me, and I'll see if I have the same. Favorite animal of any of them.
Okay, so here, let's pull this mess together, and then we'll be done, okay?
We'll explain what just happened.
Avery's going to count her stuffies. Here's the challenge, okay? Mm-hmm. She's going to verify the number. But what you need to do is send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com.
I have trash bags full. That's your hint.
thehopnerd@gmail.com with your guess, okay? The number of however many stuffies you think she has. And I will tell you, she is quite the collector. Now,
my dad will bring me back some from like everywhere, and then I'll have a bunch. And so I'm gonna count after this.
Okay, so let's pause for a second.
Yes,
let's get this out there. Okay, so it's very clear. She's going to count and verify the total number of stuffies. Your job in this, if you want a chance to win something cool, I have no clue what I'll send you, but I'll send you something. You've got to send me the number and your favorite animal. She will see if she has that favorite animal, too, and she'll let you know, which is kind of cool. But in that response, make sure that you send me your shirt size and your mailing address, right? And the first person, the first person, winner takes all, the first person that guesses the right number will get something cool in the mail from me and Avery.
Yes.
And that's that.
Yes.
That's that. Don't add any more to it. That's that.
Uh-huh.
Right. So send us your guesses. TheHopNerd@gmail.com. Include your mailing address and your shirt size.
If you get a sticker sheet, that's from me. And if you get a shirt or a hat, that's from him.
All right. Tell everybody bye.
Make sure to guess right. And don't forget to put whatever my dad just said in the email.
And she wants to know your favorite animal.
Yes, because I can see if I have the same one.
All right. We're done, yeah?
Okay.
Love you. Mean it.
Huh?
Love you. Mean it.
What?
Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help of bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.